cholera in Dublin. Archbishop Murray officially declared the Convent of Mercy opened and appointed Mother Catherine as the first superior. Sister Mary Ann and Mary Elizabeth, as Anna Maria Doyle and Elizabeth Harley were now called, and the other associates who were ready to begin their preparation to become Sisters of Mercy, were one big happy family. Mother Catherine had an extraordinary influence on her sisters. She radiated God's love in everything she said and did, and had a wonderful way of uniting her little flock. Her personality was magnetic, drawing young and old alike to her. People who met her for the first time were touched by this gentle giant of a Sister of Mercy who had a marvellous sense of humour. Her deep blue eyes told her story. They spoke of the joy that was in her because of what God was doing in her life. They also spoke of the pain she felt for those who had nothing and of her own helplessness in not being able to do more. She could relate to everybody, from the pompous landlords who strutted the streets around Merrion Square to the humble poor who constantly sought help at the convent door. No one could know this woman without loving her and being influenced by everything she did. As the weeks and months sped on, many young girls who had learned about the new order of walking nuns, as they were called, expressed their desire to join. Mother Catherine explained to them how the life could bring them great joy and happiness, but it wouldn't be without its difficulties. If you put your whole trust in God, He will see that you want for nothing, were the words of advice she so often gave to the young girls, and to her sisters also. Some were excited by the challenge to work for God among the poor, on the streets and in the hovels of Dublin City. Soon, seven young women, including Mother Catherine's niece Mary, were ready to make their commitment as Sisters of Mercy. They quickly realized where their dear mother found her strength. Jesus was the center of her life. Everything she did was for Him. Everything she said was from Him. Jesus was her power, and she believed that this power could transform everything. The works in the Convent of Mercy continued to bring new life into the lives of little orphan girls and to the lives of so many who attended school every day. These little ones were taught to read and to write, but most important of all, they were taught about Jesus. They saw Jesus at work, loving them through the sisters who cooked for them and who kept them neat and tidy. They met Jesus in the sisters who took them into bed and often dried their little tears before kissing them goodnight. The year 1832 was a real testing time for Mother Catherine and her community of faithful friends. Sister Mary Elizabeth Harley, her close friend and companion in George's Hill, took ill and died suddenly. Another young sister, Sister Anne O'Grady, also died. Mother Catherine was terribly upset. She was heartbroken for these two wonderful young committed women. They were a huge loss to everyone, but to her in particular. Death stalked the whole population of Dublin in that year. Cholera, a most deadly disease, swept over the entire city. Thousands of men, women and children fell desperately ill. The sisters were asked to take charge of one of the many temporary hospitals set up by the state. They gladly responded and took control of the Townsend Street Centre, which fortunately was close enough to Baggot Street. Conditions in the hospital were horrific. There was hardly a doctor or a nurse to be seen most times. Medicines were just not available, and many poor patients lay dying in agony on the floor. The sisters were the only consolation these poor people had. Day after day and night after night, they held the hands of dying mothers, fathers, and young children, bringing them the only comfort they possessed, the gentle love of Jesus. Hour by hour, they crawled on hands and knees, soothing the sobs of the little ones dying on the cold, damp floors of that awful Townsend Street hospital. Nothing seemed too much for these courageous women of mercy, and most of them were only young girls. Often they had hardly enough sleep to keep them going, and their food was very meagre. But they had a spirit within which fired them with love. Mother Catherine was so pleased with her little community, but confronting her was the fear that some might catch the dreaded disease. She again had to put her trust in God, that all painful anxiety be taken from her heart. The epidemic lasted many months, and the death rate was huge. While none of the sisters died during the epidemic itself, and that indeed was a miracle, many suffered bad health as a result, which caused a number of them to die very young in life, including Mother Catherine's niece, dear Sister Mary Teresa. Mary and her Aunt Kitty had always been the best of friends, and her death caused Mother Catherine great sorrow. She missed her desperately, and only a few really knew how extremely lonely she was.